There are writers who say that they don't write for other people. They just write for themselves. But those writers are liars. Why would they even bother trying to get published if they only wrote for themselves? Why not just put the manuscript away in a drawer and forget all about it? Or leave it on the computer and just read it through every now and again to remind yourself of your own brilliance? Because whatever they say, they're writing for you. They just don't want to admit it. Well, I have no difficulty admitting it. I want your attention. That's why I spend all those hours hammering away at a keyboard. It's all about you. A fairly common trope in ghost stories is the idea of a ghost who doesn't realise he's a ghost. He thinks he's still alive. Then one day he looks in a mirror and there's no reflection staring back at him. That's when the truth finally hits him. Well, it seems to me that a writer, without a reader, is in exactly the same position. All he can do is flit about, moaning and shrieking. So I'm very glad you're there. I don't want to be a moaner and a shrieker. I want to please. I want to satisfy. I want to provoke. I want to move. I want to disturb. I want to terrify. I want to inspire. I want to puzzle. Above all, I want your good opinion. But it doesn't stop there. Of course, I want to know what you thought of my books, but I also want to know what you thought of other people's books. I'd like to hear about everything you've ever read, because I'm not just a writer, I'm also a reader. One of my first questions when I meet a friend I haven't seen for a little while is, read anything good recently? I covet other people's reading lists. I plead for their recommendations. It is through reading that we communicate across the centuries and across cultures, stepping in and out of each other's minds, considering other opinions and trying out other identities. Reading creates and sustains the world we live in as surely as bricks and mortar. More surely, for bricks and mortar eventually turn to dust, but a narrative can be transcribed in as many forms as human ingenuity can invent, from papyrus to digital code. For that reason, I always hope to find myself in the company of people just like you, people who read. Even a reader who has read my books and didn't think much of them is infinitely more interesting to me than someone who does not read at all. And so, dear reader, what I really want to say in this letter is thank you for being there. I very much hope you enjoy my work, but if you don't, I hope you enjoy someone else's. And if you haven't read anything you've really enjoyed for a while, I have some good suggestions.